monstrosity. Mine is bigger.
Would you like a giraffe? Have one delivered. Just log on to PetsOvernight.com and we'll send you a giraffe overnight. PetsOvernight.com, delivering little bundles of love in a box directly to your door.
All right, you are listening to Chatterbox, hosted by me, Laszlo, because I got kicked off the rock station. Let's go over here and talk to somebody about their life. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leslie. My name's Martha. I just love your show. I always listen to you when I'm getting my colon irrigated. I just wanted to say something about the internet, you know, the information superhighway, the World Wide Web.
Yeah, I know all about it.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, it's just incredible. I know a lot of people say it's absolutely a load of crap, but how could they be so dumb? It's remarkable, I think. Think of all the things you can do. I mean, suppose you want to buy a new CD. What do you do, Leslie?
I go to a shop, and the name's Laszlo.
I know, Leslie. I'm a regular listener. Well, I don't. I buy a CD online, and then I rip the music into a different format so I can listen to it while I'm jogging. I mean, it's incredible. I also like chess and cooking and bestiality, so the internet is really good for my hobbies. I think it's amazing. I used to go out a lot, but I don't have to go out ever again. It's incredible. I don't envy those kids with their stock options or their fast cars. They earn them. The internet has saved my life.
This is really going nowhere. Do you have anything interesting to say at all?
Well, I once crocheted the Declaration of Independence.
That's phenomenal. It's probably one of the reasons there are so many single men in this city. All right, let's go over to here to line 79. Hello, you're on Chatterbox.
Hello, is that Laszlo?
Yes.
Oh, wow, I'm on the radio. How exciting. Oh, thank you, Laszlo. Is this on the radio? I mean, am I actually on the radio right this second?
Yes, you are. I'm sure it's very exciting for you, but what do you want to talk about?
Oh, man, I mean, what else is there? I could go on all day, but, well, you know how it is, don't you, Laszlo?
Not really. I mean, what's your name? What'd you call about?
I'm sorry, I'm Maria, you know, Maria, like Mamma Mia, only difference, you know, but, you know, men, M-E-N, it's a dirty word, only there's only three letters. You know what I mean? I mean, your broadcasters are all the same, aren't you? I mean, I heard about you. You're always out on boys' nights.
Whoa, what are you talking about? I'm married.
One of those convenience jobs to protect you, I bet? I know what you're all like. You know more about men than I know about leopard skin furniture. So less of that clever stuff and give me some advice. I mean, come on, I got real problems. You see, okay, I had this boyfriend. And at first, he was real kind to me. He was a real gentleman. A little bit older and everything, but you know, he treated me really good. And then it all went wrong. And so, you know, I found someone else. And he seems real nice, but, you know, he don't talk too much. So I really can't tell if he likes me. And, well, I guess what I want to know is, you know, how do you tell if a guy is serious? I mean, you know, he treats me good, but he don't seem real interested in me. You know, he's always working and hanging out with the guys. Say, you don't think he's like you, do you?
What do you mean, like me? Well, what are you insinuating? That he's on the radio? Well, probably not. You're listening to Chatterbox, where your opinion matters, or at least we say that. Let's go over here to line 4. Hello, caller, what's your name?
Jeff from Rockford.
Hello, Jeff, what's up?
I wanted to tell you and your listeners about a once-in-a-lifetime chance to make a difference. There's a rally tomorrow evening at the park, starting at 7. Although we'll be painting banners and singing songs all night and all day to prepare for it. Then, when tens of thousands have gathered in the park, we're going to march on the town hall. Laszlo, the people have spoken, and they have said no, not in my town. So folks, if you're listening and want to make a difference, get yourselves down to the park and prepare to bring democracy back to the people.
So, what's this rally about, Jeff?
It's about people standing up and being counted. It's about the future. It's about telling those morons in the suits, no thanks, not in my town. Not while I have a breath in my body and hope in my soul. I will not, I cannot let this pass.
Let what pass?
It's about grabbing the town by the balls and saying, listen, son, time to put up or shut up. No more Mr. Nice Guy. No more easy solutions to difficult problems. It's about what it means to be an American. It's about giving something back.
Giving what back, Jeff?
Hope. Dreams, belief.
Belief in what? I mean, look, Jeff, I admire your passion. Really, I do. But what will people be marching for? What's your rally about?
It's about justice, Mr. Lowe. A chance to shine and make a difference. About thousands of people walking side by side as brother marches. Only one thing on their minds. The chance to make a difference. Bring your friends. Nothing shows a man how much you mean to him more than the chance to walk together for justice. Bring your kids. They can paint signs and we'll even have a face painter and a vegan barbecue. Bring your parents. Dude, even the elderly care about tomorrow.
I understand that. It sounds like a great rally, but we're not a political station, and you haven't really told us why people should do this. What is it about?
Look, do you want to help or not?
I don't know what I'm helping.
You're helping America. What kind of patriot are you? There's a rally.
You don't know what it's for, do you?
It's for hope. Please come, everybody. It'll be real good.
All right, you fight the power, brother. Say, later on in the show, if you're into health foods or martial arts, we'll have a special guest just for you. This guy's really special. Kind of like a romantic cruise, but he can't walk on water. All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, caller. You're on Chatterbox.
Huh?
You're on Chatterbox. What's on your mind?
Oh, wow. I can't believe it.
Do you have a question?
Dude, I call every day and I never get through. This is amazing. You do a great show, man.
Thanks. What's up?
No, man, I'm serious. Really great. You're like a total inspiration.
And exactly what have I inspired you about?
Well, okay, right now I live at home, but pretty soon, like next week, dude, I'm moving out. It's the big 4-0, and it's just time to go.
Okay. Did you have anything relevant to say?
Yeah, dude, that B dude was bogus. Really bogus. That's all. Great show, Laszlo.
I appreciate that. You know, that's why I went to broadcasting school. All right, when we come back from these messages that help supplement my meager salary, we're going to talk to Reed Tucker. It's going to be a great interview. We'll be right back.
A good shoe starts from the ground up. At Aris, we make high-quality footwear. In fact, you can find Aris running shoes in over 140 countries around the world. In the past, there's been some criticism about our workers. That's why I'm here at one of the Aris factories so you can meet some of them. Excuse me, sir. Do you enjoy your job here?
It's fun. We get to play with knives.
I see. Is there a real sense of teamwork?
My friend Joey sewed his hands together.
Wow. You're learning some real skills. How about the salary and benefits?
Yesterday, I made a dollar.
See, that's the kind of dedication we have to our employees and the quality of our shoes. Aris Running Shoes. Always running from something.
Buying a gift for the guy that has everything? Log on to PetsOvernight.com. We've got exotic pets galore, including tigers, cobras, manatees, and white rhinos. All delivered overnight. PetsOvernight.com, delivering little bundles of love in a box directly to your door.
All right, now joining us in the studio, we have a very special guest. His new book, Karate and Digestion, has been on the top 100 self-help books for the past 3 weeks. He is the founder of Now and Zen Dojo, an organic food market in Trenton. His name is Reed Tucker. Welcome to Chatterbox, Reed.
Why, thank you, Laszlo. It certainly is an honor to be here today.
So tell me, Reed, where did you think of the idea of combining martial arts and organic food? I mean, it's kind of like putting ice cream on pizza. Both are great, but they really shouldn't be put together.
Okay, Laszlo. Actually, it is nothing like ice cream with pizza. Ice cream is milk-based, as we all know, and I am lactose intolerant. And pizza, as you may know as well, is a sandwich derivative of Italian origins, but I won't go on. Martial arts are about discipline and physical empowerment, not watching football and eating junk food. You have to explore your mind and your digestive system, Laszlo. What you put in also comes out.
Especially corn. What's the story with that anyway?
Laszlo, I'm deadly serious now. My mentor was a 430-year-old monk who showed me the way to enlightenment through carrot juice.
Okay. If you have a question for Reed, we'll be taking calls in a little bit. I think we all went through a ninja period. You know, I had the Chinese